The oh-so-dreaded by Educrats A to F public school rating system was released. You can look up your district's rating at txschools.org. There are a few ridiculous components of the system, but overall it provides a fair way to compare the quality of a school district against another district, and in that it has great value to parents and taxpayers. It'll be a value to true professionals in education who want to be measured so they can work toward better results. For those who are prone to excuse-making as opposed to improvement, it's just another system to decry as unfair and useless. Having looked at the ratings from the area in which I live, I say the bar for a B is set low enough that most districts, rich and poor tax base alike, were able to make a solid B, with a few earning the top A. Interestingly, Lubbock Cooper ISD earned 84 out of 100, which was a B, but the district has told us in advance that, quote, "the rating will not be a measurement of the hard work our students and teachers put in all year long, but an analysis of a once-per-year test score. It will fail to determine academic success, instead gauging the economic status of our students. It will not accompany any encouragement or suggestion for improvement, but will potentially label our campuses, neighborhoods, and community as lacking," end quote. Let me clear a tear. So let us take Lubbock Cooper ISD at their word, as given in their political screed about the rating system and how horrible and worthless it is, and assume that the district's not a B performer and might be an F. Well, it may not be, but clearly its political leadership earns that failing grade. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.